Well, Mr. Sheeny, always good to see you and good to talk to you about GAVC and all the things that surround it. I guess I'll just start by opening it up and anything that's been going on in the last few weeks since we last spoke.
Yeah, so we have, I think since the last time we spoke, we've had our, you've heard me talk about Skills USA before.
Yeah.
I've talked about it a couple times, but we had our local competitions at the end of February. So probably after our last meeting, but we've got 26 of our 29 students who are participated in that have moved on to the state competition. So really excited about that as a, you know, just as a vocational director, but also for our students. So they'll compete at the end of next month in Peoria. So for the opportunity to go to nationals, we had three participate in nationals last year. So hopefully we can get some more to do that, that will do well at state and be able to advance to that competition. So really excited about that.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about how like a, like judging for like a welding competition works?
That's a great question. So I know there's some, you know, there's skills that they have to hit. There's skills and skills. No, there's just different. It's kind of like any other type of assessment, I guess, you would take in terms of having a rubric and just things that they will look at. And so our kids will our kids will perform. They'll do, you know, right now they're practicing. They're going through. I say practice. They're it's really we do have some that meet after school, but some of the more hands-on stuff is done just kind of interwoven into the instruction of some of our programs. So. They're doing some of that right now, and then they'll be able to participate and, you know, give everything that they've got, give their best effort. And then, like I said, in each individual skill, they'll have those, or each individual competition, they'll have those specific skills they're working for and or they're looking for, and they'll kind of judge it based on that.
Mm, very cool. It's, you know, not to, in any stretch of the imagination, demean sports, but it's kind of cool that there's this competition that will be something that these kids can make a living off of and valuable life skills. And it's also to take what they're learning in the classroom and kind of apply it in that sort of way.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're exactly right. It is really cool. It's I think we've mentioned it before. It's kind of like our varsity sport, our varsity extracurricular for career and tech education. So, And I think more than anything else, you know, like you said, to your point, These things translate well to life, whether in terms of skills that they're going to need either in the workforce or as they just move on and are a member of society and they have a car, they have a house, they have upkeep to do on certain things or whatever. So definitely some great skills that are being learned as a part of this program.
Yeah. Anything else that's you'd like to talk about?
We started the fourth quarter of the school year today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
oh, man.
Yeah, I know. You know, spring starts, fourth quarter of the school year starts. So we've got a lot going on in terms of our programs. I was just going to highlight some of those today. Health occupation students are this semester's group are wrapping up the theory portion of their class, and they'll be into clinicals within the next couple of weeks. So that's always an exciting time for our students and for Nurse Larson, just as they get ready to go out into the workforce and do those clinical hours. So they'll start that at the end of this month. Pretty cool opportunity for our building trades kids. We've been on site for the last couple of weeks working with the Galesburg Rescue Mission. Mm-hmm. They're in the old Nielsen building they have the old Nielsen building. They're prepping it to, I'm not sure when that will be, when they plan to have it done, but they've asked our students, our program to come in and help them hang drywall and just do some different things. So Mr. Shannett and his crew have been out the last couple weeks, and I've tried to go out weekly just to kind of, you know, that's their classroom right now. They just kind of see what they're doing and how they're getting along. So that's been really cool for that group of students. Our early childhood kids have tested and passed their ECE Level 1 endorsement. It's a series of modules that just prepares them, especially if they're planning on heading into that career field. So very proud of those students as well. Culinary they've been doing a lot. They did some dips for Super Bowl, just sold various dips for Super Bowl. So there was like a, Oh my goodness, I'm getting my mouth salivating thinking about it. But like jalapeno popper dip, buffalo chicken dip. Mm. I mean, it just some good stuff. They've also opened up. They're doing a grab and go lunch for our staff once or twice a month. Last week was they did a breakfast for lunch, so that was really good and gives our students a chance to they're really enjoying it because it's like a restaurant type feel. So yeah. really cool for them. And then law enforcement has been able to get out to Sandburg to their lab a couple times and just see what all they have to offer. A couple weeks ago, they had the opportunity to do some of the AR/VR stuff that the simulators, which I know our kids really enjoyed. And then they've had the opportunity. In fact, I was just talking to our Mr. Riggs today. They had the opportunity to go through some forensics labs recently in our in-house. So a lot of different things going on, a lot of cool opportunities for our kids, and we're just going to continue, rocking and rolling to the end of the year.
It's, you know, it's pretty amazing. Some of the things that you've mentioned right there and before, we talk a lot about how JVC is preparing students to do things after, you know, get a job after they're done or whatever, but especially the Nielsen thing, the building the trades thing, that's like a very real impact that these students are having on the community right now and in the process of learning. And that's kind of inspiring.
Yeah, that's really, I'm really, really proud, really happy of that. Cause like you said, that's a great way for us to give back to the community. And you know, we talk a lot of times about workforce readiness and skills but when you compare those things with the ability to give back to our community and to make a difference in that way, it is mutually beneficial. I mean, it's just a great opportunity. So, like you said, really, really enjoy having that opportunity and really any opportunity to where we can get out and be a part of the community and give back in that way.
Yeah. Anything that you're looking forward to in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, so we've got a couple things. We've got a lot going on, as usual.
Sure.
We have a college military and career fair that's set to take place next week. I was looking this morning. We've got 55 employers, institutions, programs, just across the board, military branches that'll be in attendance that will be represented. So it takes place. It's going to take place during the school day for our high school students. So we're thankful for those partners that will be in attendance for it. Look forward to a great opportunity for our students to network and to come out and just see what's out there. We're also full swing into planning for our senior signing day. So that's going to take place on May 9th. It's really, you know, it's just like anything else. You put the feelers out and see who's interested. And then, so we've done that. And then now we're working with that group of students to see what their plans are. And we've got some students who are going to do some great things in the area of CTE and career tech education and stay local and be employed by some of our business partners. So it's really cool. It'll be a great opportunity for us to honor those students. And then we kind of go to the flip side of that. I've got some eighth grade visits that are coming up. A couple of our serving schools. We've walked our junior high, the Galesburg junior high eighth, or the Galesburg eighth graders through our center. And I've had some requests from area schools to do the same thing. So over the course of the next month or so, we're going to walk them through and show them our facility and some of the things that we do and that we have available to us. So, and then I guess the last thing I would touch on this morning, I was in a workforce meeting. I meet with a group once a month. So KCAP and Delabar and Sandburg and WIOA. And we just talk about, it's an opportunity for, just for us as a workforce group, kind of as an advisory committee to get together, but also, do our part to, kind of be collaborative and have a part in this process from student all the way through to veteran employee in some of our area businesses. So really, really neat group, really great opportunity. Like I said, just for us to be able to continue to network and grow our local economy. So
yeah. Do you think you get any, Are there any opportunities as far as, I guess, recruitment or marketing or kind of exposing kids now that the 7th and 8th graders are at the high school building? Does anything come with that?
JVC's always had an 8th grade night or has had an 8th grade night for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
But it is in that manner from a recruiting standpoint, it's extremely beneficial having them there. So it's my understanding that previously those 8th grade tours would take place in the evening. Whereas this year we've done those during the school day, which is a lot more, we can ensure that it gets all of our students through as opposed to just those that are able to or that want to come back at night. So between that and even, you know, when we did our trade show back in October, we invited those kids. So we invited those junior high kids we wouldn't have had the opportunity. I guess we would have had the opportunity, but it just makes it a whole lot easier when they're right there and they can just come over during that class period. So yeah, I definitely think that's been a great addition in terms of a recruiting aspect for us to be able to use that to our advantage. And we'll start to see in the coming years, you know, when those kids are sophomores, juniors and seniors, what that growth looks like. But anytime you can get them in as early as you can, from a junior high standpoint, and show them the things they're able to do, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah. Anything else that we should talk about before we wrap up?
No, like I said, we're just I can't believe we're already to this point in the school year. You know, I know the last couple of months we've talked about looking to next school year and from a recruiting standpoint and stuff, but it's hard to believe we're midway through March and you know, we'll be at summer before you know it. But no, it's been a great got some great things going on. I cannot speak enough to just what our teachers do and the opportunities our teachers and just the district and GAVC provide to our students. So talked about some pretty cool things today. We've talked about some pretty cool things throughout the course of the year. As always, if anything that people are hearing kind of piques their interest, give us a call. We'd love to see what we can do to get more of these area students into our building and into our programs.
Excellent. Well, good to talk to you as always.
Thanks, Cameron. I appreciate the time.
Yeah.